can see the way. And I've left behind the empty streets that once inspired my life. And the strength of the emotion is like thunder in the air. 'Cause the promise that we made each other haunts me to the end.
Okay, we're back for the second hour of the Investigative Journal on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and I just wanted to make this program note. I am back on RBN exclusively from 11 to 1 every day, Monday through Friday, and you can catch me here every day on RBN and also on 12.180 shortwave. So your shortwave listeners, it's 12.180. And go to the archives of RBN and get some of my past shows and the past shows of all the other broadcasters, all free on RBN, just 24/7. You can go anytime, any place, and get these archives, which is a really good thing, because the word is spread in many different ways, live and through the RBN archives. So I wanted to mention that. Two notes before I get to my guest in the next, after this short segment, we're going to get to John Daniel, talk about the Lucifer Cassini project and why there's 72 pounds of plutonium in a spacecraft orbiting a planet in our solar system. We're going to get into that. I believe it's Saturn. And we'll get into that with John and much, much more regarding the state of the world and the grand design is being exposed through John Daniel. But we have just two little notes here on stories. I have talked many hours with many, many people about the infiltration of the Freemason system, Freemasonry, the infiltration, and what the Knights of Malta, the Knights of Hospitallers, all of these groups are really all about at the top levels. And I have to comment, because Dr. Len Horowitz recently was knighted by the Knights of Hospitallers, and we ran a story about that, and several patriots were very upset, questioning his allegiance, and what the heck is he doing? He's a consumer health activist who's very, very out there in the open, has always talked about really good things. So what is he doing joining the Knights? Well, anyway, Dr. Horowitz, I talked to him the other day. He admits he was knighted by the Knights of Hospitaller, but says that it's not the same as the Knights of Malta. Well, many, many people disagree with that. And he then presented us, it's on my website today, his written statement through his publicist at his publishing company, and you can read that. And now he admitted to me, consumer health activist Dr. Len Horowitz admitted he was knighted by the Sovereign Orthodox Order of Knights of Hospitaller of St. John of Jerusalem, but said he has done nothing to compromise his stance as a true patriot. In a phone conversation, Horowitz told the Arctic Beacon he was being unjustly persecuted by certain patriots who claim he has sold out to the Vatican interests instead of being a true patriot and advocate of the people. Although Horowitz admitted to being knighted for meritorious service in the health industry, he said the Hospitallers are not the same as the Knights of Malta. However, there's several patriots disagree, saying the Hospitallers and the two groups are essentially tied to the hip and are one and the same. Further, the Hospitaller official website and Wikipedia explanation seem to agree with Horowitz's critics. Now, if you go to those explanations, you'll find out that they're basically the same organization. He joined one in Russia, and it's all on my website. So read his side of the story. Read the side of the story of some several patriots, including Eric John Phelps, author of Vatican's Assassins, who's documented and researched this long and hard, and says there's really no difference. And I just question, just Dr. Horowitz, just find out what they're all about at the top. And then if you find out something's wrong, you can always come on my show and you can rescind your knighthood and all will be well. Well, let's get back to John Daniel in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years, unknown by most people. Even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Many of us have unhealthy habits that we've accumulated over the years. Often our bodies are crying out for the nutritional building blocks we require to stay young and strong, but we simply ignore the signs. EnerHealth Botanicals, home of EnerFood, the revolutionary energy drink, and NutriCafe, the healthier coffee, offers natural and organic whole food supplements that are keys to optimum health. Our EnerFood formula delivers increased energy, incredible nutrition, and consistent use will support your immune system, greatly benefiting your health. EnerHealth uses as many organic, wild-crafted whole foods and herbs as possible. Wholesome nutrition and a healthy immune system make a huge difference in your lifestyle. Heal yourself through whole foods and herbal nutrition. Visit EnerHealth at EnerFood.com. That's EnerFood.com. Or call 866-762-9238. EnerHealth is your one-stop source for energy, nutrition, and health. Look for daily specials.
Okay, back on the Investigative Journal, my guest is John Daniel. He's written a book called The Grand Design Exposed, been on my show many times talking about this. It's a subject that needs to be discussed in this climate of suppression and oppression in America. Also on my website, you're going to find a booklet that I put on for John. If you go to arcticbeacon.com, arcticbeacon.com, Organized Christianity's Prostitution Cover-Up and the Da Vinci Code's False Messiah Connection by John Daniel, the author of The Grand Design Exposed. Go there, you click onto that box, you'll see a yellow box in the middle of my website, and read these 26 pages, which will enlighten you about a lot of things, things that are never covered. I want to start off, though, John, with this story of the Cassini Project, the Lucifer Project, 72 pounds of plutonium floating in space around Saturn. And it's never covered. No one talks about it. And it's just an amazing story. Whatever it is, needs to be discussed, because any time it isn't discussed, it always makes me worry. And so I just wanted to start out with that. How are you today?
Thank you, Greg. And I want you to know that it's not only a pleasure, but a privilege and an honor to be on your show. And I thank you.
Okay, let's get right to that Cassini project, because it's so interesting, and then we'll get into all these other things in this hour. But tell us about what you found out.
Well, the Cassini project, first off, I'd like to say this, all right?
Okay, go ahead.
The Cassini project, when I first learned about it, I took a shot in the dark. I have a set of Roman Catholic encyclopedias, issues that came out in 1908. It took them like 4 years to put this together, 1908 to 1912. I looked up, I just by just like I say, a shot in the dark. I look up the word Cassini, and lo and behold, there it appeared. Cassini was a gentleman that lived back in the 1600th century. He was an Italian. He moved to France to study under the Jesuits to become an astronomer. And not only him, but he had like three generations after him that were of the Cassini name and astronomers that worked under the Jesuits. And whatever they were renowned for, today we have a spacecraft named after them. Very interesting, I would say the least.
Yes.
But anyhow, to answer your question, I just want to say this. All this, Greg, fits in, dovetails perfectly with what has been being advertised, at least back to 1917, but even before that. But 1917 was the great, what we know, the so-called Fatima apparition of the Virgin Mary. And what they are planning is just boggles your mind. And it's not coming from me, Greg. This is in Roman Catholic literature and publications to such a degree that you would have to be totally blonde and stupid not to understand what these people are getting ready to do if you have a little interest to do a little research. And there is no doubt in my mind that they are getting ready to do something so awesome, absolutely so awesome and horrendous, that it is literally, according to Jesuit Malachi Martin, that it's going to stop literally the human race dead in its tracks. And when it happens, it's going to be declared to be a miracle of God, the Virgin Mary, a miracle of the Virgin Mary that will announce to the world to save the human race. The human race must do certain things. And one of them is, and all this, Greg, all this ties into what we have been hearing so much about lately, the Da Vinci Code, National Geographic Channel is carrying presentations all about this. Okay, they're presenting this to the public, to conditioning their minds to accept these things. When it happens, boom, the public's going to bow down to the whole thing and swallow it hook, line, and sinker. And it's just an incredible thing to watch it unfold. And now, from what I understand, I haven't got this verified, but Pat Robinson had... Oh, he had a talk with God. God had a talk with him and telling the world now that something terrible is going to happen in our country here toward the end of this year. So,
yeah, well, that is documented, and I even have a story on my website about Robertson coming out. Now, Pat Robertson is a New World Order shill. He's bought and paid for to spread this kind of nonsense, and whether it's nonsense or not, if it happens, what he's basically doing is... he said he had a conversation with God, and God told him there is going to be a huge terrorist attack on American soil at the end of 2007, and although God didn't say it was nuclear, he thought that's what he meant, and so it goes. Yeah, he's just setting on, and you know, with all these shows on National Geographic, it's amazing, regarding the Da Vinci Code, the Freemasonry, the Knights Templars, the Knights of Malta, the Knights of Hospitallers, all of these shows, again, are conditioning our minds, in a sense, like you said. But how does Cassini fit into this? Just
Cassini, Cassini, you see, the Illuminati, their motto is order out of chaos.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of order? The New World Order. That's the order that's going to come out of the chaos. They got to create the chaos in order to create such a tyranny upon the whole world that the world submits, pleads for, begs for, you know, for someone to step in, you know, and bring peace back to the earth, bring it back to some point of normalcy again. And And so this is what this Cassini thing is all about. First, the world has got to go. Hey, first, the country, our own country, has got to come to martial law. Hey, Americans, hey, they've been a spoiled people. Hey, they got brought down to where they become peasants again. And, you know, that's where this whole thing is headed. It is something that is planned. It is something that has been planned ever since for the patriots out there that have been deluded to believe that this is a country that was set up by our great founding fathers. You know, every one of them were Freemasons, just about. You know, hey, again, to go back to National Geographic, hey, the presentation, the secrets of the Freemasons, they tell you that what Freemasonry had to do with the founding of this nation. And, hey, I just want to just add this. Pat Robinson is a 33-degree Mason, and he don't say nothing unless the Jesuits tell him to. Be assured of that. So what is happening here, okay? They got a plan, you see, and it all reverts back to the Vatican and Rome to rule the world, and that's where they're coming from. And so you see that God, what they're doing is they're coming from a religious standpoint so that the people will accept this from a religious standpoint, that it is an act of God, and they got to submit because the fact is what they're telling the world is, you see, there's a term in the Roman Catholic doctrine and teachings that before the Virgin Mary can triumph, the world, because of the wickedness of man, there's going to come upon the world a great chastisement. This comes from the Fatima apparition, the three secrets of the messages that was given through the Virgin Mary, so-called, okay? Mm-hmm. And so this great chastisement is going to be what this Cassini explosion of the planet Saturn is going to be, the debris that will be thrown out into space, and much of it will bombard planet Earth, killing hundreds and hundreds of millions of people.
Now, tell us how this Cassini project originated. It is a NASA project. Some people call it the Lucifer Project. But tell us what it is, for those who don't know.
Well, it's a project, what they're telling the general public and policing, hey, you can go to the Lucifer Project website, and they got like 28 different other sources where they went to put up the Lucifer Project website, and NASA is one of their sites. Hey, there's no secret that NASA has a spacecraft orbiting the planet Saturn. They're making probes on the Saturn's moon Titan. What they are saying is they're telling the public, you know, they are hoping to find some evidence on the moon of Saturn that will give evidence where maybe man can go and colonize there. This is how they're putting it over to the general public. But I'm going to tell you this: this whole thing is a concept that goes way back to the point of, they want to do something so phenomenal, so astounding, so unbelievable that most people that you talk to, they say this thing is so far-fetched. Who in the world is going to believe that? And that's basically what they are hoping that mankind will see.
Okay, we'll continue with this and talk about those 72 pounds of plutonium on board the Cassini project. We'll be back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, release pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
The truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com. Or call 702-953-0267.
Don is in a basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on a pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat batch I laid off says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Took out a kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway, looking for a new friend. A man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal. I wanted to mention that we do not screen calls on this show, so whatever your views are, we accept them, and you can get your voice heard on the Investigative Journal, 800-313-9443. Brian in California, I'll get to your call in a moment after the in the next half hour. I wanted to finish up here. What about this plutonium that's on there? What now, that has been documented, I gather.
Well, according to those that supposedly you're in the know, Greg, the plutonium is supposed to be 72 pounds on there, a vast amount that certainly is not needed to power the spacecraft itself. And so this is where I guess many people have become suspicious of what really is going on with that spacecraft and what they're getting ready to do with it. And whether there wasn't another experiment, whether it was just an experiment to see exactly what would happen, but you're going back to the year 1999, and they dropped one of these same things into the planet Jupiter, and according to everything that I have learned, that both Jupiter and Saturn have a gas makeup very similar to our Sun. The only thing is that these planets have never been ignited. And so they dropped a spacecraft into Jupiter, and it left an incredible scar And this website that you referred to, Project Lucifer, it goes into all of that. So those who are interested in this, certainly you should go there, and you certainly should be interested, because if they go through with everything that they're talking about, and I certainly believe that they are, it's going to affect every human being on this planet, be assured.
What makes, you know, you can't believe anything that comes out of NASA, and let me document why. I'm going to have this gentleman on again. His name is Bart Sabrell, and he's been on my show before. And he's got a website called moonmovie.com. Now, I recommend you go there and you get that those videos, because it really does document how NASA hoodwinked the American people and the world into believing we went to the moon to begin with. And it just never happened. If you listen to these videos, he's got evidence even of the astronauts in the spacecraft only 300 miles out staging how they were going to make it look like they were close to the moon. And this was sent by accident. He's an avid researcher. This is a great story, because I even presented this to some skeptics in the East Coast, lawyers and others who just believe that we went to the moon. And afterwards, they left stating, yes, we didn't go, after you see this. He's got another video called Astronauts Gone Wild. And he was actually punched by one of the astronauts for confronting them with this information. And after you watch those interviews, you know those astronauts are all lying. It's just incredible. So we continue to believe these myths. So I didn't trust anything out of NASA. When I hear this, it gets me frightened. So let's say they blow up Cassini. How are they going to spin it here? Let's say it happens. Well, how are they going to spin it here, John?
How are they going to do what?
How will they spin the story? Let's say they do. Let's say it does blow up and we are rained down with debris. What are they going to say?
Well, you see, the whole scheme, Greg, and if you miss this point, then you've missed everything, because, you see, this thing literally goes all the way back to the 1600th century. It goes all the way back. I mean, this is something that these people have planned. And when I say these people, I'm talking about the Church of Rome, specifically the Jesuits, all right?
Yeah.
This is something that is a masterminded plan that they have been working on, and it's been progressing step by step. And to give you, to try to cover this in an hour, it's almost impossible, but I'm trying to give you a brief outline as much as I possibly can here. To give you an idea, okay, if you really want to know what is ready to take place, then watch some videos that the establishment, that Rome, okay, allows to come through, okay, for public consumption, okay. In 1979, they produced a movie called 2010. You wait through over 2 hours of this video, this movie. And at the end of it, hey, the astronauts explode this planet, okay? They almost costing them their lives. And they get back to planet Earth, and at the end of the movie, what do the astronauts see as after they get back on planet Earth? There's two suns up there in the sky, okay? The regular sun that we know today, and hey, the one that they ignited. And that's what they're getting ready to do. That's what they are planning. And so, but the effect of it, you revert back now, and I want to read something to you. I want to read something very briefly here. Okay?
This long, because we're going into a break really quickly, so why don't we save it for the other side of the break. We'll get to Brian in California, too, and if you want to call us, 800-313-9443. Back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719. It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Journal, and I just wanted to mention, for those of you in America who don't know this, there's so many people all over the world that listen to this show. I get emails constantly from people from, boy, every country in the world, and I want to say hello to John, who listens in Milan, Italy. Okay, John in Milan, hello, and I want you to know we're going to keep fighting to get this country back on order, in order, and I know that many people in Europe are behind the truth movements in America and are behind people like John Daniel. And it's no secret what goes on in Italy and the Vatican. The people there are well-read. They know, they see exactly what happened to their country in the 80s. And that was a test country, folks. They did the same exact thing there. I lived there for 5 years during it, and I found out exactly what they're doing there. I never thought they could do it here. I was naive and young. But, you know, they are. And thank God we have people like John Daniel, my guest, who are trying to enlighten you about the truth behind the truth. John, you were going to read something. Go ahead.
I just want to say this also, Greg. Your listeners ought to really appreciate a gentleman like yourself that has the desire to want to get the truth out, because I'm going to say this. You let martial law come on this country, and this truth is going to dry up like the Sahara Desert, because we're going to be cut off, because anything that we say is going to be considered seditious. And hey, when we talk, tell the truth. The truth is, hey, our government was founded for something very, very specific, and that's what I'm getting ready to read right now. If anybody thinks that this government was created as a Christian nation, hey, they've been deluded, and they don't understand what's going on. And this is what this whole system is about, is to deceive so that you don't know. And but I'm going to read a statement that comes directly. Well, I would like to also just inject this right now at the end of the show. If anybody wants to call me personally, hey, you can call me at my own number, area code 304-392-6155. The statement that I'm going to read is very interesting. It is made by a 33-degree Mason, and every 33-degree Mason is controlled directly by the Jesuits. Okay, his name is Manly P. Hall. He is known to be one of the most prolific writers in the world about secrets of the Masonic Lodge, and is no doubt one of the key Masonic writers of all time, who is often called Masonry's greatest philosopher. In his book titled The Secret Teachings of All Ages, 1977, page XCI, he wrote, quote, "Not only were many of the founders of the United States government Masons, but they received aid from a secret and august body existing in Europe, which helped them to establish this country," now listen closely, "for a peculiar and particular purpose known only to the initiated few. The Great Seal is the signature of this exalted body, unseen and for the most part unknown. And the unfinished pyramid upon its reverse side is a trestle board setting forth symbolically the task to the accomplishment of which the United States government was dedicated from the day of its inception." And that's not John Daniel's words. That's coming right from the horse's mouth. So this country was dedicated from its inception for a particular and peculiar purpose. And what is that? Well, you see that on the back of every $1 bill. That is the work that this country was created for, to establish and enforce the Novus Ordo Seclorum, known also as the New World Order upon the whole world. And what is that? That is to set up in Jerusalem a Messiah Pope that will rule ruthlessly the whole world. And that's the bottom line. And that's where they're headed with this whole thing. That's what Da Vinci Code is all about. That's what the Cassini Project is all about. And basically everything else that we see being orchestrated here in our world is to bring us all to that point. And before they do that, they got
a world government, a one-world religion.
A one-world religion, right.
Hey, let's go to Brian in California. He's been holding a long time. Brian, you have a question or comment for my guest?
Yes, this has to do with the Arthur C. Clarke films, and also of a very stark reality that has also been hidden. In the movie, the astronauts are on a particular type of space vehicle, and then they explode the planet, which of course it's Jupiter, but actually the designs we know is actually Saturn. And so what were they actually doing? Well, that was a mock-up of what's called a rail gun, or it's an electromagnetic pulse. And so there's another thing too, is that in 1980s Ronald Reagan had the plans for the space plane. Now, according to my sources, the space plane actually did its first flights in 1997. And so for 10 years, they've had access to space secretly with this space plane. And so why would they want to go secret with it? Here it was so public in the 80s, and then it went to DARPA, and it went now totally secret. I feel that the only way that they're going to do any type of spectacular explosion would have to be the presence of rail guns. That's what they said in the movie, and of course that's what these sick people like to do, is like to tell you what they're going to do, and then they go out and do it. And so this plutonium thing at Cassini is basically, I feel, a cover. There's no way that 72 pounds is going to make a big dent of any sort on a planet like Saturn. It's going to take strategic locations of pulse weapons or pulse devices.
Yep. Well, you know, that's a good point. And just if I could add something here, how they do it is always very difficult to prove. But we would admit that Cassini would be a part of it somehow, some way.
Probably some sort of trajectory or some sort of, it would set up, and it would be a way of targeting. It would be a targeting device. But you're still going to have rail guns. You're going to have massive types of electromagnetic pulses being placed into the planet to ignite it. A little bit of plutonium is not going to ignite it.
I think O'Brien and John would agree that we're the same end.
I have no problem with that whatsoever.
Yeah, because
again, you know, I'm only bringing this information. You know, hey, I don't have the technology, but I'll assure you one thing: that these people are gearing up to do something.
Yeah, and it's basically they've taken something that I feel that probably Reagan was very sincere about. And again, you know, he was basically a cover type of president. And they just took it and they warped it. But now the space plane that could be putting all of us into space very safely, and rather than having these poor people going up in space shuttles and being killed, we have the access to space right now. I mean, it's been there for 10 years. They've covered it up strictly so they could do covert type of projects. Yeah. And I believe the very first one they're going to do is this attempt to then have an explosion on Saturn.
Yeah, and since we brought up Reagan, let people know why you should even be more skeptical and read everything you can about what we're talking about today, is that during his presidency, he was the first president in over 100 years to reinstitute official diplomatic relations with the Vatican after it was cut off back in the 1860s when they were caught red-handed, and I mean red-handed, the Vatican, in killing President Abraham Lincoln.
Right. Again, I totally. It's everything is. You put all the kind of the pieces together. Here's the Vatican. Here's the space plane. Then it disappears, and we have this old, antiquated, rocket engine going up and killing people, and it's just basically a cover, and it just goes on and on. So, as we start to hear more information, and if we do have a second sun exploding, well, it's not an act of God. It's just totally an act of manipulation. That's all it is.
Right, and also we'll ask ourselves why then Reagan allows the Jesuit order to open up one of the biggest observatories in our country in Mount Graham in Arizona.
Right, exactly. It's their property. According to them, I understand that that property is owned by the Vatican. It's not being leased. It is everything is lock, stock, and barrel owned by the Vatican.
Yeah, and it's one of the biggest space observatories in our country sitting there. What are they doing?
Yeah.
Questions we have. Hey, Brian, thanks a lot for calling. Call back anytime. I want to get back to John Daniel. John, the end, what Brian added, the end game would be the same, just done a little bit differently.
Sure.
Who knows exactly how they do it?
What they're trying to create is such a phenomena that they're going to direct the attention to the Virgin Mary, and that's where they're coming from, because the Virgin Mary has control over the minds of so many people here on planet Earth, and when she instructs the world to do certain things, that they're going to follow, you know, obediently to anything that she suggests, and what her command or instructions is going to be, that the whole world must worship according to traditional Roman Catholicism. And if anybody understands where I'm coming from with that word, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about.
And it's no secret that this country is being targeted, being one of the last Protestant strongholds. Here you still have a remnant of a middle class But folks, look at any country that's been, for example, all the third world countries that are Catholic countries, you don't have a difference between, you have rich and poor, no middle class. They're trying to do the same thing here. And ergo, why the flood of illegal immigrants from Mexico continues, correct?
Yes. It's all part of their beautiful plan. You get enough Mexicans here, which are 99 or 95% Roman Catholic, and you give them the given word, hey, they're going to become our assassins right here in this nation. You can believe that.
Yeah.
That's a terrible, terrible thought, but believe me. You know, hey, when push comes to shove, there's a gentleman, his name is Walter Weiss, that makes a statement. He's from Australia. All right? He makes a statement that, hey, right now, in his country, you leave on a vacation, and when you come back, if there's somebody that has occupied your house, legally, you can't do a thing about it. Hey, it's taking from the rich and giving to the poor. And if that poor person needs a place to live and you're out on vacation, shame on you. And he said, that's what's happening in my own country, and that's what's happening, you know, that's what they're doing all over the world, you know. These things are coming. They want everybody to become a peasant, period. Submissive to them, period.
Yeah, and how they do it is very simple in this country. Just look at, like I mentioned, this has gone on in Italy before. They've used that country as a test country, and I've had people on telling me that, documenting it, and I saw it with my own eyes.
Yeah.
How our government, through Kissinger, through many other people, were involved in terrorism in Italy with people they hired there, and the Italian government was corrupted, just like the American government, and they fostered that terrorism on that country, and the same plan. People there know what the Vatican is doing. You know, they are basically, they're there in that country, but they know the truth about them and openly will worship God in a sense, but they know what's going on behind those walls. And I mean, more people there have seen it, they understand it, but remain, like us, unable to do anything because of the massive power these people have. I think we need to, any kind of subject we talk about, John, Patriot Act, 9/11, you can go on and on. You got to connect the dots to where it really goes. And that's what my biggest gripe has been in this country, because what they've done is they've first hoodwinked everyone to not even know what these guys are doing, and then secondly, they use these stories as cover for what they really are doing, and they don't want anybody to be able to connect the dots. How would you comment on that?
Every secret society basically has been created by Rome to become a cover so that Rome itself and the Jesuits can work behind, out of the limelight, so they can do their work. And these covers are blamed, you know, they take the brunt of the accusations and whatever that comes down the pike, and Rome comes out smelling like a rose. And that's what all of these secret societies are all about. It's an incredible, incredible system that they have created. You know, you're talking about Freemasonry, you're talking about Knights of Malta, the Illuminati, the Skull and Bones, it's just, here, our last election, you had two gentlemen, you know, that was candidates for the presidency. They both were knights of the Skull and Bones. So, it just goes on and on, and the general public are so confused. This thing is so complex that, you know, it's like, unless you have really done your research and homework, where you begin to really be able to decipher what really is going on. And it falls back again, I just want to say this, Greg, it falls back again, from a scriptural standpoint, the Word of God tells us very literally that it is Rome that's going to exist and create the chaos on planet Earth until our Lord Jesus Christ returns and takes it all out. And that's what the bottom line is all about. And I'm going to tell you something. When this thing is set up, and they are going to set it up, according to Scripture, it's going to be set up in Jerusalem. This last pope is going to be a Messiah pope, and they're going to claim that he has a bloodline straight from our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the Da Vinci Code is all about. You know, most people say this stuff is so bizarre. Again, you know, who wants to believe it? It's, you know, hey, but millions of people are believing this stuff. And in the Bible, you might as well just throw in a trash can because, hey, it's all a myth anyhow. Nobody wants to believe it or even read it. So, hey, where are they at? They're helpless. They're hopeless. They're in the hands of these people. And I'll assure you, they're being led right down a blind alley. That's where they're going with it. So,
yeah. And I think it's the awareness, when you take it back to the biblical sense, that really opens people's eyes up. Because, you know, how can you deny the things we've been talking about today when you really research the subject? And those that are in denial need to get out of it. Those that know the truth and are covering it need to stop. And we're going to come back for our final segment on the Investigative Journal.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
The words that I remember from my childhood still are true. That there's none so blind as those who will not see. And to those who lack the courage and say it's dangerous to try, well, they just don't know that love eternal will not be denied.
The
Okay, we're back for our final segment of the Investigative Journal. And, John, before we run out of time, can you tell people, give out your phone number again, because I know you always encourage people to call you, and also tell us the websites where we can read some of your work.
Okay, my phone number is area code 304-392-6155. And my website is www.VaticanDesignExposed.com. And I, again, would like to encourage very, very much. Go to Greg's site and look up the little booklet, 22-page booklet, Organized Christianity's Prostitution Cover-Up, if you want an overall view. And what I'm trying to stress to the listeners out there, again, folks, appreciate this gentleman by the name of Greg Szymanski. I'm going to tell you something, because when he's gone, you're hearing the truth, and if you really want to understand the truth, you know, you're not going to find this truth that's being presented on this program anywhere else. I'm going to tell you right now. That's why all the radio hosts have nothing to do with anyone who comes against Rome, because they're all in bed with Rome. And so, you know, I'm just saying, hey, if you want an overall view of what Rome really is all about, go to this little booklet, okay, that Greg has put up on his website.
Yeah, it's amazing. That's why, you know, when you get to Channel 7 and you get to all those people, they're all, you know, look, when you look back to where they're really coming from, it really upsets me, because I started out in the mainstream, and it really upsets me what's happened to it, how they've all been bought and paid for. And I really appreciate that comment. And what I like to do sometimes, John, is beat them to the punch. And what I mean by this is to come out openly and say, you know what, their plans are really basically, when this martial law is invoked, whether it be after what Pat Robertson said when that the terrorist attacks happened in this country, or whether Cassini occurs, their next plan is to take people like me and you and others who have come out forward, and there are broadcasters, I will add to this, on the alternative stations that have started to really see the truth, and then they know who they are, and I really want to thank them. What they're going to do is basically say that anything we say we're going to be enemies of the state, and anything we say is going to be construed as aiding and abetting the supposed terrorist enemy that they've created. And so with that, they will shut us up. And with that, the sad thing is, if we don't get to millions of people before they do, they're going to believe it. And it's so, it just goes in hand in hand with what they're doing, John, the complete deception. Don't you agree?
I agree 100%. And I want to say this also, Greg, it even goes beyond that, because as you understand the scriptures, okay, we are living literally in the very last hours of this earth's history as we know it. And if you think in your mind, okay, if you really consider, if you want to understand the truth of everything that God has for his people, okay, you better believe that we're living in the end time, and study the Word of God yourself to understand it.
I'm going to have to cut it off there, because we're only got about 15 seconds. But thanks for being on the show, and we'll have you on again.
Okay, thank you so much, Greg.
Okay, that was John Daniel, the Grand Design Exposed. We're going to be back tomorrow, same time, same place on the Investigative Journal. Until then, good afternoon.
The Bill of Rights protects